It's Mr. Microphone.
Oh, Jesus, that's loud.
That was on purpose.
It was not
hot mic.
But it still wasn't overbearing. It wasn't, you know, it didn't, what's it called? Yeah, I can't think of the term.
I just wanted to have a throwback to those old commercials.
Sure. Clip. Clipping. It did not clip. That's a good thing.
Clip, clip, boom. All right, now do we want to let people in?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Click.
Who will be? I think it's going to be Flynn's Arcade.
Boom.
Boom!
You called it.
I am the winner.
Of course, neither one of us called anything, so.
But that doesn't make Craig any less correct, so.
Right.
Fly by night of Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew for you. Fly by night of Mountain Dew.
Oh, but now I'm going to have to get Funyuns.
Oh, the Funyuns are stuck in the machine. Hey, Graham. If there's any girls there, I want to do them. Am I in this room where he's casting all these spells?
He's not casting any spells.
Well, I would if you would listen. I want to cast Morning Caden's Faithful Hound. Yeah. I attack the darkness. You see an elf coming down the road. Whoa. Oh, that's me, right? Well, it says here that I have blue eyes, but I would like green eyes. Let me
poor
see
Sarah
that sheet.
Poor Sarah Doheny. She just wanted to hang out and be Titania.
Titania. For God's sakes, man, this is advanced. Oh, man. I love that skit. All right, it's 9 o'clock-ish. I can see by the position of the sun in the sky that it is time to go. For I am Lothar of the Hill People. Lothar of the hill people.
When the tree people attacked, who smote them? The men.
All right.
You're starting the show, sorry.
I was gonna...
Go right ahead. I'll relive the sketch in my mind.
Greetings, true believers, and light us all on fire, for it's the 151 episode. It's good stuff. This is the Puzzle Warriors 3. We talk about Puzzle Quest 1.4% of the time. The rest of the time is about random jibba-jabba. You can call me Craig. With me, we got Ian. Say hi, Ian.
Hello.
You failed. With me, we got Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hello.
Wow, I don't know what that is. So, hi. Let's move on. Greetings finished. End of line. This is the week of 725 through, holy smokes, August 1st already.
That's ridiculous.
Man, oh man. All I know is that we are in the middle of 40 days of rain here in Pennsylvania. And at any point, everything around me is just going to pick up and float downriver. Like Hershey Park.
Yeah,
which floated downriver.
I heard that. I was actually, we had plans to take our son to Knoebels tomorrow because we had some extra days off, so in anticipation of this weekend, and that went out the window.
Yeah, underwater. Everything's underwater. It's crazy.
Well, you know why, right? You know why it's all rain this week. This is the week of Denton Hill. Our friend Tom is up camping, and it always pours endlessly when he's camping.
That's what you get for going up and watching a bunch of other people talk about shooting arrows.
Yeah. Every year, that is what you get.
Sometimes he shoots his own.
Oh, I don't know.
He often.
I went
does.
Once and I had a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't rain. It rained before I got there a lot. It was swampy and mosquito-y, but I shot arrows at the mosquitoes and it was a good time.
I get, but gotta be hard to hit.
They were. I'm not very good.
However, you underestimate the size of some of those mosquitoes.
Denton, rah rah rah. No.
No.
Nope. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
That's one of the callbacks in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
They go to Denton High School when it says Denton on the screen. Or the drive past like a Denton sign. I think it is. Anyway, hey, this week's Deadpool Dailies. Today was a green Pietro, Thursday's a blue Wanda, Friday yellow Vision, Saturday yellow Strange, Sunday green Thanos, Monday black Clint, Tuesday green Peter, and Wednesday's red Elektra. So there you go. Over in your 5-day four-star cottage of Z Titans. Last we met, it was X-Force Wolverine versus the biggest in all of Marvel Comics. Did everybody win that one?
I certainly did. It took me two tries, because the first try, I forgot that Deny Black was the correct answer. I was just lazy. And then the second try, everything went my way.
Yeah, if he gets the full blast off on you, you're in trouble.
Yeah. I managed to get two healing countdowns all the way. I got two healings before I could get the black off to finish the match. Like, there was a ton of yellow on the board, no black. So wow. he didn't get black, I didn't get black. We just waited around and tried to match each other down until I eventually got enough. But yeah, got it on the first try.
Good deal. Coming up number next, we believe, I think this has been confirmed, it's going to be Marika.
Wow.
I hear now, that being that you have no powers to fire.
Right.
This could be interesting. So, you know, make a bunch of matches and hope those criticals win it for you. Because you're not doing anything else.
Yeah, you just got to get AP as fast as possible.
Yeah, use your boost. Give yourself lots of AP to start the match. Hope the criticals win before the other guy, you know, blows you up. Do we know who the other guy is?
I don't believe so. I mean, this is our first one.
This is brand new territory.
Yeah, but it was talked about earlier on the Discord and I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I don't. And I won't be able to help because I will not try.
Ice says, buzz off, no word. All right, well, there you go. The one after that is also an unknown. Could maybe be Venom.
What? Venom?
I thought we were going back to the list. I thought we were going back through, but maybe I'm
wrong. I don't know. I just read whatever the guy who makes the game Pendium puts on there.
Okay.
I was going to say my infographic suggests that it might be Vulture, but it might not be. Could be Venom. I'm okay with that. I need them both. I'm not going to be able to participate in the America Chavez one.
She's so
good. I'm not quite to where you guys are. My 101 is not going to make a big dent in whoever it is she's fighting.
Ice is mostly confident that it will be Vulture.
Okay.
But don't quote him on that.
But you just did.
That's literally what just happened.
Josh. All right. In your story lands, simulator's still running. That will get you 3 Hawkeyes. A Jessica Drew, 30 CP, top folks are getting the Iron Spider, and 51 to 400 folks get Hulk.
Wow, can we talk about Simulator for a minute? And sure. All I really want to say is, holy crap, that is a hard game. There are some nodes on there that are insane. 5-star Thor with main event Hulk and Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That node is insane.
Main Event Hulk has like 80 gajillion hit points.
Yeah, and Thor does as well.
Thor has a pile of hit points, and you know, if you get your Thor, you know, beating him up, then he gets super mad at you, and that's not a good time. I don't know.
Yeah,
I've just been going at them with my own Thor and Thanos. So,
sure, but you have to take one of them down for Thanos to really help you out.
Yeah,
that's a rough note. I mean, I like being challenged. But I'm pretty sure I'm done with it at this point.
And then I've gotten to enjoy using Lumbercap to keep bringing like Thor back from the dead in that 5-star section. You know, because I let Thor get beat up. He does all his stuff. Eventually they kill him. You know, Lumbercap pulls him back up to his feet. He starts doing damage again. They kill him. Lumbercap pulls him back up again.
Wow. Yeah, it turns out I don't have that power, so...
Oh.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, you need the resurrect power.
Yeah.
It's a good time. The Hunt. The Hunt is next. That will get you 3 Hulks, a Red Iron Spider, 30 CP, and the top 200 folks get the brand new White Queen herself. Emma Frost. There will also be shield training for Emma. Those things we will discuss soon. Very soon. Not quite yet. But soon. PvP land, it's in between seasons. Fight and Flight, which is a Carol event, is running now. It'll get you a Green Hulk, a Yellow Carol, 15 CP. Top 10 folks are Spider-Woman, and 11 to 50 is Elektra. That's what I got. Ian, tell me about some pie.
Some pie? Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you all about this week's pie, where Craig found this one. I never know. And unfortunately, this isn't a super good venue to explain his clue from last week. But I will. I'll try to include it in some other podcast that I'm on. But this week's pie is Dorito and onion pie. Now, this is just, to the best of my searching, some dude just made this up on the fly and posted it on the internet and decided it was a pie. So what you're going to do is take two kind of loosely broken up cups of whatever your favorite style of Doritos is. This recommends Cool Ranch. I do not enjoy Cool Ranch. I'll go with the traditional nacho.
Give me some of the Doritos.
Right. And then, you know, eggs, sour cream, shredded cheese, onions, bell peppers. Chop them up, mix them up. This is the filling for your pie. Your crust can just be, you know, your standard crust. I'm sorry, I'm out of words for some reason. I'm disgusted and intrigued by this pie as I'm watching the stuff being poured into a food processor and mixed into this weird grainy solution. And then, sure enough, you're gonna heat up this in a 350 degree oven for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. Whoever made up this pie clearly lives in a state where the recreational use of cannabis is legal and came up with this one night after some munchy experiments. So if you think that Dorito onion pie is your cup of tea and you are feeling brave, I encourage you to check this one out and let me know more. Otherwise, I'm sorry, it's another gross pie.
I suppose this is very similar to the walking taco, yes.
You have less ground beef, though.
Yeah.
This is a vegetarian version of the walking taco. And, you know,
substitute again, crust with, you know, Mylar baggie.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, this has a, you know, a bit of a, with the eggs and the sour cream being beaten together, you're going to get kind of like a custardy filling as well. You know, not a sweet custard, obviously, but that same consistency. So that's where it's going to deviate mostly. But that's a Dorito onion pie. Thanks, as always, to my personal hero and savior of the segment, everybody's favorite, This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie.
You know, speaking of Walkeye Tacos, did I tell you guys about the pizza cones at the ballpark?
Yeah.
Not immediately. Tell me more.
So there's a company that makes pizza cones. So it's... It looks like a Nutty Buddy, but it's right. Pizza. So it's pizza dough, like, rolled into cone shape. And the inside right. of the cone, instead of having ice cream, is all your sauce, your pepperoni, your whatever.
Right.
And then you eat it, you know, like, you know, from the top down, like an ice cream cone, but it's pizza.
Huh. How does it eat? Like,
well, I wouldn't know. Like,
I thought you bought one. Oh, right. You can't eat food.
Yeah.
Right. I can't imagine eating a slice of pizza and being like, this is inconvenient. I wish this were a cone. This is garbage. Just throw it out.
For carrying around the ballpark, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's more convenient. I don't know.
I don't know. I am skeptical about this pizza cone. I'll try it, but
that food's chock full of cheese. I don't know. I'm right out.
I feel like it's just going to change the consistency. It's going to be. We're getting dangerously close to disgusting Chicago style pizza.
All right, let's move on.
Ooh, chicken and waffle cones. Now. Yeah, I'm back on board.
All right, let's talk about the good old Emma Frost, the White Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is going to be a 4-star. She is purple, black, and yellow. Let's see, her purple power is called Psychic Meddling. 10 AP. Create a 2-turn purple repeater tile that destroys 4 enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles. If none of those exist, the repeater tile destroys 2 AP in the enemy's strongest color instead. That's handy.
Yeah.
Take away your special tiles if you ain't got none, still punish you.
That's a lot of meddling.
I like that. That's good stuff. Her black power for 11 big black is Girl's Best Friend. Okay, so this fortifies up to 6 friendly special tiles, and then its power gets turned into Diamond Skin. Diamond Skin. It becomes a passive black power. Emma's match damage is increased by 325%. That's a good boost right there. However, once she's in that mode, she cannot fire powers because, as you all know, when you're in diamond form, your psychic powers get shut right off. I don't know if you know that or not, but that's how that works.
Yeah.
When there are no fortified friendly special tiles on the board, this power switches back to girl's best friend. Her third power is called Labor for Learning. 8 yellow. Create a 2-turn yellow repeater tile that places 2 strength 90 strike tiles and improve up to 3 existing friendly strike tiles by 58.
Nice.
So she throws out some tiles, then she fortifies them and gets real angry and starts punching you in the face.
Yeah, she really does. And then she clears off all their tiles. So she does it all herself. She's, not a support, but she's all purpose. All purpose. I was also to let you know that her increased match damage is post-match damage, in case you were not aware of that.
All right.
That's what I has here in the chat. So she is unlike Ghost. She doesn't need to tank to do the damage.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Anyway, she sounds exciting.
I'm a big fan of the White Queen. She's a good character.
Are we going to have dozens of opportunities to gain these covers?
Dozens! Are you prepared?
I am.
All right, shield training, heroes for hire, 7,000 hero points. That'll get you a Ant-Man X-23, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, 20,000 ISO. There is the Emma and Friends Vault. 80 items, 1 legendary, 3 beginner supports, 1 random Emma Frost, 2 random 4 stars from the backup missions. These could be Iron Spider, Ant-Man, or Laura Kinney. Bunch of 3 stars. And then 1.52 million 2 stars. In the event lands, she shows up in the hunt as a placement reward, as we discussed earlier. The shield training will give you a rewards tokens to the hunt. Can get a random cover of Emma Frost. In Hearts of Darkness, which starts on July 29th, she is a progression reward in there. And that will give you tokens to the Emma and Friends Vault. And then there will be Mind Like a Diamond, which is her PvP. You can get her as a progression reward, and it also will reward tokens to the Emma and Friends Vault.
Awesome. There you go.
Emma Frost, the White Queen. Sometimes Nemesis, sometimes on the side of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Right.
I had no idea. The first time I saw her, I expected her to be like a female Iceman, like Icewoman, because I thought, Frost, and she was all white, and I quickly went, wait, what are her powers do? So,
I think she's still in like the top 5 of the telepaths in the Marvel Universe.
I wouldn't.
Oh, for sure.
She's right up there with Charles as being up on top. She is a formidable person. Okay, number next. Hey, if you're going to Gen Con, which one of these years I really want to do, we should do that next year. I think we said this last year.
I think you said it last year.
Yeah, I really want to go to Gen Con. That is if you're going to Indianapolis between the 2nd and the 5th. Stop by booth 2822 and run into the D3 Go folks and then punch them for trolling me.
Or don't do that. Don't.
No. If you do feel any sort of frustration and you need to wither abuse on someone, I think Angry Salad's going to be there, directed at him.
Oh, Angry Salad's going. Nice.
Just ask strangers, is your handle Angry Salad? If anyone answers yes, abuse them verbally.
He deserves it.
We also have an alliance member going. Kurt's going.
Oh, that sounds like something he would do.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, speaking of Kurt.
Uh-oh.
Ray, did you see the new D&D books that got announced?
I did. I didn't take an in-depth look, but I did see the titles.
Okay, they are... the one is on the D&D Beyond, if you want to read it.
Oh, okay.
Because I bought them. Eberron is back. Which brought us back, Warforged are back, and a few other races, so that's pretty sweet. A bunch of Eberron stuff, and that one is still a work in progress. They are still adding to it, and they tell me that very soon the Artificer will be finished and will be added to that book.
Interesting.
And then be playable. The other book for you Magic the Gathering folks is the guide to, I don't know if it's Ravnica, I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyway, it's the World of Magic the Gathering. Is now an official Dungeons & Dragons locale.
Oh, I was saying Boo Earns.
So for the people who play both, Wizards is going to sell them a lot of product. So there you go. What am I talking about? Space Stone. Got the Space Stone. Space Stone. I think I like that one better.
Yeah, I like that best.
Space Stone, mother, mother.
No.
I do like
All right, that starts tomorrow. Changes. Ghost will be added to PAX.
Woot.
Oh.
Our buddy Gambit is going to be getting all those changes that we talked about last week.
Ooh.
In addition, since they're making a change to him, you can sell him away for profits. They are giving away, or, you know, giving you these special legendary tokens like they did for Old Man Meatbag and somebody else. Who was the other one?
Nope.
Say again?
The five stars that have been reworked. There was Logan.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And then there was another person where you got special tokens. It was Old Man Meatbag they did that for and somebody else. Anybody.
Does not ring a bell.
Bueller.
Are you sure it happened?
Bueller. Someone on Discord's got to be actually listening to this show.
There have been lots of reworks, but no other five-star reworks that I remember. Oh, what about, didn't they rework, what's his name, the first one? Silver Surfer?
But he got a buff. It wasn't a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Moving on.
Okay.
those tokens can be redeemed for a special store, which contains only five stars, which is, you know, pretty much everybody except for, Bruce Banner and... No, he's in there. I missed him the first time down. Okay, lots of five stars. Get some.
Lots of five stars. Hey, Samurai says that Gambit had a buyback previously, so it's his second buyback.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, it is. He's completely correct, because he was... After the whole ability where he would just give you piles of red and purple by keeping... Or everybody red and purple by keeping his red and purple at zero.
Right.
Then he got a rework that made him even more powerful. And then he got nerfed.
Right. The first nerf, which made him stronger. I forgot about that one.
Yes. Man, that samurai's on the ball.
That which doesn't kill me only makes me stronger.
It's a dumb saying.
The number of tokens that you get is based on your Gambit level, including champ levels. And a latest Legends token will be gifted to any player who used Gambit during the past season. Hopefully you all remembered that. Or maybe you didn't. I don't know.
I did. Nope. Okay, I took your guys' advice. I played him in PvP once or twice.
I didn't have to remember. I use him every day.
Sure. All right, Ian. Are you double, triple sitting down?
I am not. Hold on. Let me put both feet on the ground and brace myself. What's going on, yo?
All right. Do you remember two New York Comic Cons ago when the developers of this game decided to troll me something fierce?
Nope.
You're not playing along with this here. Just say yes.
Sorry, I truly do not remember that. So yes, I remember that. I remember.
They had at the convention. They were talking about putting Dazzler in the game. They were talking, a lot of requests for Dazzler. It's really weird. And they talked about it, and they got Craig all excited. And as it turns out, they were just fooling.
They were just crushing me.
Just funning.
This week's clue. For the new character,
yes.
Is Infinite Kaleidoscope of Lights.
Hmm.
Clearly, they just want me to talk about Dazzler so they can crush my dreams and make me feel bad about myself because they hate me.
Dude, with the exception of the last part, because for the last part is false in my case, the rest of it, dude, that is just sweet, sweet fun. Crushing your dreams has been like a rush for me for the last 20 years.
Was it crushing my mind and smashing my dreams?
I don't know. My only hope is that...
Call me Master. Master?
It
just
turns
call my
out
name
to be...
Because I'll hear you scream.
In fact...
Master.
Master. No, if it turns out to be a five-star Scott Summers, I will be so much happier. A little salt in the wound.
I think our Discord friends have figured this out. If you take those letters and spell them backwards, you get that... It is a Loki tie-in for the release of the last movie on the DVD.
Oh.
L-O-K-I. It still makes me sad. Dazzler's in Astonishing X-Men. She's back. She just had that solo comic. Give her some love, man. I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong?
I like that Ice Nine is headbanging along to your Metallica reference.
Nice. That was classic Metallica. They were good then.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, things else that have changed. Here's one that I asked people to explain because I still don't get it. Changes to the saved cover feature. You have to canal. They've increased the maximum amount of covers that can be saved. You can save 50 covers for 2 stars or 100 covers for 3 stars, 4 stars, and 5 stars.
Up from 5. You know,
those extra 100 covers I have for my 5 stars. I don't know. Stop opening things if you've got that many covers. I don't get it.
Well, it was kind of, there was some discussion about it before, and the idea is that you can open stuff whenever you want now. You don't have to be scared of it. You can be opening your covers trying to finish the characters that you want without worrying that you're going to be losing the covers on characters that you already have, you know, at 515 or whatever. It leads to a lot of variety. Like, it gives you variability. You can actually open everything you need, and I don't know why it's 100. That does seem a bit excessive, I'll give you that, but...
For people who go hoarding crazy, I'm going to go do that now, because most of my 2 stars are either at 144, or I just sold them and they're about to be roped around, and I have, 200 elite tokens that need opening. I'm going to open them all! I'm going nuts! I'm going to recover them all, then start hoarding again.
All right, enjoy. Your finger's going to get sore from all that button pushing. It's going to be like a long day at the Spraceley Sprocket Factory. You're going to have to come home, and the end of your one finger will be all inflamed and red. You'll have to get Jane to make you a nice, you know, dinner.
So it's being explained to me on the Discord that the 50 and 100 are because that's the number of covers that it takes to get your character champed, which, sure, yeah, it absolutely is. But it still seemed excessive, but I understand when I said that. Because if they set them to 50, like if 3, 4, and 5 stars were set to 50, they would get customer support tickets saying, I'm at my 51st cover, why can't I get that saved as well? Complaining that they can't change, they can't max champ their character yet, and yeah. I'm fine with it. Again, it seems like a lot. Like it gives you a lot of options to what you're going to do with your characters. If I ever have more than 5, I'll be surprised.
I don't think I've ever had more than, 2 yet.
Oh, I actually have hit the 5. I hit 5 on a 2-star.
Okie doke. So, they've removed that restriction. You can only save covers if you have less than 13 covers. A confirmation pop-up is displayed when trading saved covers for a power. The champion reward preview screen can be seen after the character has reached maximum champ levels.
That's cool.
And they have fixed non-described rare crash with Bruce Banner, because he used to crash a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I don't think this is the first fix for that. Hopefully it's the final one, because I've used him a few times and I haven't crashed, so I'm much happier.
All right. And again, I got to say, if you're not reading the new Hulk comic, shame on you, go buy it. Real good. Immortal Hulk, good times. In local news, all the cool kids are going to Replay FX in Pittsburgh, yo.
I'm excited. Goodness, am I excited.
Man, a solid day packed full of pinball and arcade machines and games that make me super tired. Because that railroad car pumping game.
Whew,
man, that's a workout.
I should have started getting in shape. I did not think.
That time we played the Dance Dance Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, that was hard.
That wore me out. And I got to remember this year to take off my rings before we play Japanese game of throw lots of balls at a screen.
It said very clearly, warning, loose jewelry and rings will come off. And Craig's like, you don't warn me, I'm Craig, you don't tell me what to do. Oh, there were my rings.
That's true story. This year I will heed the, I think it tells you at least twice before you even play the game to take off your journey, take off your jewelry. And turn off Journey. It's too distracting while you're playing throw balls at screen.
But I will play Journey. Journey Escape.
Yeah, that's a good time too. So we got all the pinball, all the arcade, and then there's a bunch of consoles, and there's, you can buy beer, and there's food, and
oversized boxing gloves, rock climbing walls, board games, nerds in costumes. And you can't have a con without nerds in costumes.
Yeah, and you could buy some pops and buy some video game memorabilia.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they do have some merch as well.
And if you have all the dollars, you can buy new pinball machines.
Yeah, it's true.
You could.
Because, man, I really wanted to buy that Wizard of Oz pinball machine that they had.
That was a good machine.
But at, you know, $12,000, it was just a bit out of my price range. But my plan is to buy a Tron light to go with the Speed Racer light that I bought last year, so.
I'll try to encourage you.
Yeah. Don't let me talk myself out of it. Be good times. Anything else local? Apparently, Alpha Team tells me that they're going to blow up another Sheetz around town and rebuild it.
Oh, they've been doing that. They have to do that so that so that they can add restaurant-style seating so that they're able to sell alcohol.
Right. And they also need to put in a Tesla charger when they rebuild it. That would be...
They often do.
Sure.
They put in... they did that at the new Sheetz in Bellefonte.
It's not actually at the Sheetz. It's at the Wise Market.
It's at the Wise. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah. Sure. But our Sheetz is here.
Oh, Ian, state college question.
Have been demolished. And yeah, I don't have an answer, but I'll try.
Well, you lived here before me, I think.
I was neck and neck, but I've been there for a while before I went away for a long while.
So I was at McClanahan's today. Yes. And they sell like little wooden signs of all the local bar, you know, like logos. So, you know, if you had a favorite bar when you're here, you could.
Yeah.
Okay. So
there was one that I did not recognize.
Tell me more.
There was a sign for a place called the Scorpion Cafe.
Mm.
I have never heard of this bar.
Mm.
Like one I knew, like it had Surf Club.
Right.
You know, it had other places that have since been gone, but I did not recognize this Scorpion place.
Hmm. I've never heard of that. I mean, technically, even the Surf Club was before my time. I know where it was, and I'm aware of it. But, yeah, do bear in mind that even though I got here first, I was under 21 for quite a while.
Right.
And I'm still a year or two younger than you.
Yeah, I just could not know this bar. But they had a sweet, wooden sign for the Shandy Gaff, which I might have to end up buying just because I spent way too many nights at the Shandy Gaff.
They had a nice dartboard. What are you going to do?
They did. And they had really salty popcorn. It was free. They had, you know, $1 pitchers of Budweiser.
Yep.
Which was terrible and gave me horrible headaches. But it was $1.
It really
was. Pitcher. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Hey, so there's some local news from Pontiac, of course.
All right.
The doggies Rathskeller and Gardens. The name references the Skeller's original name from 1933. The Rathskeller and Gardens. And CC, quote-unquote, doggy Alexander is the owner who swapped it for the All-American Rathskeller a year later. So it's named after former owner and original name. So there you go.
There you go. I did not know that.
Yeah. Number two, the Gastigers are taking the Truscos, and Erlachers, to court. So there's a court deal with the families around the Rathskeller name and the building and the work they put in since 1985. He said that he's never been there, but he's emotionally invested and on Team Gastiger.
Good for you.
And local news number three, and maybe you've heard about this, I don't know, Craig, but get ready for alcohol taxes. The local government is looking at taxing alcohol to make up for the fact that there is no local chart, but the town always has to pay for anything that's damaged or destroyed during Arts Fest or any of the football games or anything like that.
Well, unless Pennsylvania state law has changed, we're not allowed to charge alcohol tax.
I don't know. I didn't read the full article, but apparently it's being talked about and being considered. So,
we've been lobbying for that in Harrisburg for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Because you know where you can do that, right? Because this is Pennsylvania, so where do no laws apply? Philly and Pittsburgh.
Right.
If you're in Philly or Pittsburgh, you can do whatever you want in the city. If you're any other city in this state, you can't do any of those things.
True story.
Because, my God, if we could like make the price of every kid's beer downtown go up by a quarter that went to our coffers, we could stop raising taxes on the people who actually live here.
Yeah. I would be a fan of that.
Well, and if you're going out drinking, you're not going to be that upset if you're out another dollar. Or something, you have, you know, 3-4 drinks. Like, it's not that big a deal. So, it would make us a lot of money.
Sure. So
hopefully that does happen, because, you know, we need more money where I work.
And this is, I mean, it's a drinking town. It is all about drinking on certain days of the year, so.
Like Thursdays.
Right. all right, so that's it. That's all you have in local news.
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Peter dances his ass off.
Man, that's like the third thing I'm going to have to censor out of this episode.
Sorry, must be one of those Wednesdays. Let me tell you about good old Peter Quill, the three-star Star Lord.
When you paused, I'm like, oh God, does he remember? Because I don't remember who it is.
Oh, I do. I absolutely. It's still Star Lord.
Okay.
If Peter was even in the clue. And we're at the fringy, somewhat newer three-star at the point right. in this sketch. So he's got yellow, he's got purple, he's got green. Yellow costs 10 yellow AP. It's something good. And it gives burst healing, and it turns 4 basic tiles of the enemy's strongest color into green charged tiles. And at his maximum level, he is doing a burst of 1686 healing and converting 5 basic tiles into those green charged ones. He offers something bad. It's purple. It costs 8. And he steals up to 4 random enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles. If none of those exist, he steals 8 AP, random AP, from the enemy. That's not too shabby. And he's got a bit of both. With this one, the Milano comes in and shoots everybody up.
Oh, I like that.
And it destroys 3 random columns and deals 2,000 points of AoE damage.
Hey, what starts with mmm and ends with O?
Milano!
The best part of that is it destroys 3 columns, but isn't that the one that doesn't destroy your tiles if you have any special
yes.
tiles out?
Yeah,
leaving any friendly tiles safe.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
It's really good. He sounds like a 3-5-5-er to me, but I'd be okay with 4-4-5 as well.
Ooh, the ever elusive 4-4-5.
I know. Well, because something good and something bad are both pretty good. Okay. One helps.
They're
yeah.
Okay.
One steals stuff. One helps fuel the green ability going off sooner. But he's not a 3-star that I play a lot. He's only okay.
Mm.
I can't say that I ever used him except when, you know, he's the Deadpool Daily.
Right.
Required.
Yeah, I
don't
use
one
him,
time, and I wanted.
I do use him at a 3-5-5 when available.
Okay, there we go. So that's what's always sunny here in Xandar. 3-star Star Lord Peter Quill.
All right, Willie, what you got?
Oh,
mailbag.
There were a ton of comments this week. So let's see what's in the mailbag.
I've got the usual for you.
Thanks, Willie. Flynn's Arcade, I'll start with him, even though he was the last person to message. But he says, greetings, programs. 2 questions. When jumping from the 4-star to 5-star tier in PvP, what's the magic number in leveling your 5-stars so that you don't skew your MMR? He says he has most of 4-stars champed, and I'm considering leveling up my highly covered 5-stars now, but I don't want to shoot myself in the foot. My answer is... And this probably isn't the correct answer. This is just my answer, is that I kept most of my 5s at the same level as my top 4s. So that didn't skew anything. I figured then I was completely safe as long as, you know, they weren't any higher level than my highest level group of 4-stars. I'm sure there are better answers. I'm not sure, but there could be better answers.
people smarter than us say 360.
Okay, 360. There you go.
I don't know. I have my Thanos at 421, Thor is at 420, and then, you know, usually they're teamed up with Marika.
Oh, sure.
And I have no idea what level she is.
I kept mine at the same as my four stars until they were ready to champion, and then completely screwed myself over in PvP by championing 1, and then, that's all I see now. Champion 5s. So, but, second question. In the Heroes for Hire store, are the 5-stars on a definite rotation, or is it random? It would be nice to know if a certain 5-star is coming up for sale for 250 or 500. I thought that I'm sure they have a rotation, but I didn't see any pattern to it whatsoever. Maybe someone smarter than me has seen a pattern to the 5-stars in the rotation, but I mean they're as they're being used, right, in the events. But I have no idea who's where. It seemed to be a lot of repeated characters when I was paying attention. So,
yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah. Donkey Teeth says the pattern is there is no pattern. So there you go. Something else that Flynn said in the Discord here that I want to repeat. I know that Ice already answered it, so you don't have to answer it again. But he said, I wish when you went into your supports, it told you who had them currently assigned. Yeah. Can I just reiterate that like 10,000 times? I would really like to know when I go into my supports, is it used? And then maybe like who it's on. Even if it just said whether or not it was used, that my fear is I've got a support in there that I'm not using. It's not a big fear, but, you know, I would like to know. So let's move on to D-Wing Illinois, who posted a wall of text again, but I narrowed it down a little bit. He said that Craig's comic rundown never ceases to disappoint, regardless of where it happens in the show. So apparently you should keep doing that. Puzzle Warrior.
I got lots of comics this week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's the first issue of Mr. and Mrs. X came out. So, oh, yeah, you know, sure. I need to follow along with, yeah, Rogue and Gambit together. You know, I gotta see how that's going.
Yeah.
For the solicits for, I think, October, Lucifer's back. So, ooh. You know, I signed up for Lucifer number one because, I want to get back on the Lucifer train because I enjoy that comic quite a bit.
Sure.
And if you're ready for that, Ian, I think next week or in 2 weeks, they're rebooting some of the Sandman universe and then the Lucifer comic will spin out of that.
Oh, I was not plugged into that initially.
Yeah.
So maybe this is my chance to get on board the second wave.
There you go.
Yeah.
Unrelated. I'd already shared this information with you guys and everybody else who's listening already has this information. But the Deadwood movie, finally going to be a thing.
Right.
Oh, man, you made me so excited when you told me that.
They saw that they're going to start shoot. HBO gave it the green light. They're going to start shooting here in October. And they're looking for a mid-spring release, 2019.
Oh, just give me all the Al Swearengen that you can give me.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Because and I need some Woo. And I need Swearengen.
Probably.
And really, if it's just a two-hour-long movie of Woo talking to Swearengen, I will watch the heck out of that.
I will, too.
Let me get this straight, Woo.
And here endeth
and
the quote.
Yeah, the rest of it would have to be. The whole rest of it would have to be edited something fierce. But
right, if Dan Doherty scoops out someone else's eye, that would be a plus.
Man, that fight was one of the most brutal things on television.
Best street fight I've ever seen.
Oh,
loved it.
Oh my god. Sorry.
Whoa, Craig got way too happy about scooping someone's eye out. Let's go to something else.
No,
back to the show, Ray. Back to the show.
On Discord, Grinch McScrooge posted a Nature Boy Ric Flair gif. He's dancing around. So,
Woo! Okay.
If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Beat the man.
All right, I want to try and get us back on track. Continuing with D-Wing, he said he had to pause the podcast to stop laughing at the Duracell sounder. You're welcome. You can thank Ian. Not quite as boozy as I'd hoped is this week's Lifetime movie title.
Actually, if you watch the British Baking Show, that sentence is uttered more than once.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Not quite as boozy as I'd hoped.
Yeah. Mary Berry loves her booze.
That's true.
He also said that his wife says that the best daiquiris are banana ones at Walt Disney World. I respect your wife, but I have to say she's wrong here. There is no banana flavored anything that's any good. I'm taking a Craig stance on this one. Banana flavored anything except for bananas, they all suck.
Banana flavored chewy runts are one of the finest candies on the planet.
No. No.
Oh my god, are they good? So good.
Mysterio is his guess for the next release notes. Sorry, you missed.
that was also my guess until people pointed out the letters to me, because I wasn't smart enough to figure that out.
No, there was no way I was ever going to figure that out. Although, I mean, if it turns out to be true, that's cool.
Because I would love Mysterio. That would be great.
Yeah, I would like Mysterio. Also, Blob. Blob is the on-the-ground guy. He is immovable as long as his feet are set. I don't know if that's...
I mean, nothing moves the Blob,
right.
But that's not who I was thinking of.
There's more on that later.
Okay.
And he did say that Service Dogs was a brilliant tie-in, 20 points for Hufflepuff.
No, it's always for...
Gryffindor?
Slytherin.
Okay. Joe said he loved how befuddled I was at the DC Hanna-Barbera crossovers. I don't know if befuddled, but astounded.
Oh! So I forgot the other comic I picked up today. It's awesome. So, you know, I get into the Scooby-Doo team-ups when it's cool team-ups.
Yeah.
Because it's like the old Scooby-Doo movies, right? You know, where a celebrity showed up and helped out Scooby-Doo. This month was Scooby-Doo with Swamp Thing. Boom.
Oh, Swamp Thing. I'm down with Swamp Thing. That was a good movie.
Well, if you get here early enough on Friday, you can read Scooby-Doo and Swamp Thing.
Maybe.
While you're looking at your super sweet pops I bought you, which we should probably talk about.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
That's worth a derail.
I have to go acquire them so I can make sure I don't get them wrong.
But I already memorized them, so there's no reason to get up.
Okay, go ahead, Ian.
Craig got me two Funko Pop 3-packs. One of them is the Rebel Pilot 3-pack, which includes Biggs Darklighter, Wedge Antilles, and good old Jack Porkins.
Porkins!
Porkins, man, that's amazing.
Porkins really... I mean, I was sold at Wedge and Biggs, but Porkins takes it to the next level.
He takes the cake, because he's Porkins.
Oh, Jack. So, the other three-pack is the Bespin Cloud City three-pack, which is the Cloud Car Pilot, the Ugnaught, and I believe Lobot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How awesome is that three-pack?
Pretty awesome. Like, I'm down with just a Lobot pop, but when you throw in an Ugnaught.
I saw that thing and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they made these. I am totally buying them, and they had two sets. So Ian got one too.
Awesome. Yeah, that's, man, this weekend's just getting even more exciting.
And as long as you remember my toy that you owe me.
I will.
Okay.
I will bring you the whole darn show.
Yeah. RVD. Anyway, back to mail.
Okay. Okay, I was going to say, if we're never going to get back on the rails, I had more information for Craig, but let's get back on the rails.
Next, we'll bring it down a bit. Joe said that, wow, not sure how I feel about that terrible nickname for Kamala Khan. You should feel angry and disappointed in Craig. That's how you should feel.
I've already forgotten it.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not reminding you anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ian is taking his son to the cosmetologist, and there's no follow-up question?
No, I've met Ian. He's a weird poofter who likes to get manicures and pedicures. So I was not fazed in the slightest. I have just adapted to that that's okay in Ian's world.
Yeah. I mean, I want to have well-sculpted nails. What's wrong with that? I don't want my eyebrows growing together into one unibrow like Cyclops over here.
All I know is if some strange woman grabs my foot, she's getting kicked in the face, because, man, do I hate people touching my feet.
Okay.
Ha! Thanks, Grinch. He said it is called a manicure.
Nice. Finally, Joe said, I do have Lucky Pizza Dog at rank 2. He usually keeps him assigned to Cliff because I feel that Lucky should have never left to go with Kate.
Yeah, there you go.
I like where he takes his stances. That is awesome. Captain Trips says, I haven't started the show yet, but the rotating pizza dog is horrifying and oddly mesmerizing. I don't know.
Is that on our webpage?
It's on the webpage. It's last week's episode.
Then go to the webpage.
Horrifying and oddly mesmerizing was what I was going for.
It's like Hypnotoad?
I saw at the moment I saw it, I'm like, I have to steal that and put it on here. If we get a cease and desist.
All glory to Lucky the pizza dog.
FAHQ 1977, Craig mentioned someone who drew their power from the Earth. There was a C-list X-verse villain called Stonewall who appeared in Uncanny X-Men number 215. He claimed he was invulnerable and immovable as long as he was on the ground. Pretty sure that Antaeus was used as a model for that character. Huh?
And that very well could be the person I'm thinking of.
Yeah, one X-Men comic around the early 200s, that's a distinct possibility.
Yeah. I've read most of the X-Men run because I have them all on DVD.
Sure.
When they did the 40 years of Marvel DVD releases. So I have the 40 years of Avengers and 40 years of X-Men all as PDFs on DVDs. So
yeah, I would like to have that, and yet I would never read it. I just know I would never read it. So
it takes some reading to get there.
Sure. Perrin Diak. His other comments, featured pie of the week, daiquiri pie. I, too, am concerned about the lack of alcohol in this pie. And he explains his World Cup bet. He says, I bet someone $200 for France versus the world last year. So all France had to do was lose one game. It seemed like a reasonable bet a year ago, but then it came down to the final.
Wow. Whoever he bet against is bold.
Yeah.
And loves their French football. Good on them. But yeah, you can't not take that bet.
Exactly. Now I understand perfectly.
I mean, it used to be the old bet, you know, Tiger or the field. You always take the field.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Guy can't win every tournament, especially once you lose your wife and you break your car.
then you can't win a tournament.
But he was so close last weekend.
Was he?
Dude, he was leading on like the 13th hole of the Open.
Oh,
and
wow.
And blew it and ended up finishing fifth. But man, so close. That's the closest we've had to Tiger actually doing something in many years.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to try and wrap this up here. Jordan from Jersey says, wings, maybe after you run out of pies, you could change to a wing of the week, sponsored by This Thigh.
Yeah. Why would thighs be sponsored?
I don't know, but it's funny.
They're clearly wings.
I don't understand.
That's what makes it so funny.
Ah, you killed me. Now we can't go and play all the pinball on Saturday.
Oh, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. This is a big one.
And again, if you're going to be in Pittsburgh or remotely close to Pittsburgh on Saturday, go to Replay FX and find us.
Oh, This Thigh.
Wime Time, or maybe Wim Time, I'm not sure, on the D3 forums said, couple of questions. Number one, for the 120 item support vault, did you spend HP on the vault? If so, what did you buy? If not, what changes to the vault would entice you to buy? Did anyone spend any HP on the support vault?
Could you
nice try, D3.
Could you spend 100 HPs?
Yes.
Was that an option?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Then I'm sure I bought one per day.
Mm. Yeah.
If there is anything in the recruit section that is 100 HP per day, I buy it.
If I remember correctly, that is where they added the incredibly awesome new support for, I don't remember who.
Ghost.
There you go. Yeah, that ghost support. That looks awesome.
Yeah.
So I actually did spend some HP because I've actually got a ton just lying around. I didn't get the support I wanted. But I did up some of the supports that I already have. So, meh, it was all right. It was an okay purchase.
Apparently in the chat, Ian has become Todd, who's just had his Baker's Dozen heart attack.
Oh, the bears.
The bears.
Question number two from Windtime. How are you enjoying the 4-star PvP? Do you find yourself playing PvP more or less as before?
No variation for me. I play all PvPs until I get like 300 points, and then I stop.
Mm.
Nice try, Demiurge.
I do. So recently, I have just stopped playing PvP. Like, instead of getting burned out at it, I just stopped. So that keeps the game active for me. Since the 4-stars have come in, I have definitely been playing those. So it has brought me back in a little bit. And I probably will continue because I do find those to be very interesting and just the combos that you can come up with there. To me, more interesting than the 3-star PvPs, which were, I don't know, they weren't drawing me in. But so, yeah, I like the fact they're being included. Number three question, Reese's Peanut Butter Pie. Didn't we do that? I think we did that.
Yeah,
I thought we did that.
I don't know what episode. We'd have to go back and look. Also,
that was early in the pies.
Yeah. Zoot Sacks, chairperson of the boards on the D3 forums, says he also has rank 2 lucky. While the enemy power damage reduction and chance at healing are lackluster at its current level, around level 50, he's found that the Kate Bishop perk is surprisingly useful. In particular, having one extra turn to remove the Ruthless Precision Countdown has prevented damage to her in practice more than he would have expected. He said, I'll be the first to admit this could be simply a factor of the small sample size combined with only using her when she's a murdering machine during her boosted weeks.
Yeah.
I have to agree with that. She is incredible when boosted. Tony Foot.
Hey, oh, Tony Foot.
Said, I've been won over by supports. I hated them to start with and doubted their relevance, but now they have increased in effectiveness and are going to become fun in PvE to experiment and essential for PvP going forward. Well, there hasn't been any announcement on moving them to PvP, has there?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I didn't think so. But he says, I do think it's a huge shame that anyone who put a ton of red ISO into the early ones may have wasted it. Please, devs, revisit those for people who use the system at day one. I'm not one of those people, but he now has a level 145 Talon Fighter, and it's insane how useful it is compared to the older ones. So, okay. There you go.
Right on. Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. So that is it. I thought those were the most relevant comments this week. Thanks, Lumpy.
But you missed the most relevant comment.
What's that?
I was in a Reddit read mood, and I stopped by the subreddit to dish out some some upvotes to all the people who use that community.
Right.
Craig, there was post, and I think you'll, once I tell you the post, I think you'll know where this is going, but I was shocked at how quickly it went there. The post was, should I get rid of my five-star Thor? Any guesses as to who the first commenter was and what the comment was?
I'm not good at this game.
It was Chaos72, and his answer was, no! It was awesome.
True story. Should I sell my five-star Thor? No. Oh, no.
Many O's.
He is incredible. Man,
follow-up story for Craig in that same subreddit. This one went in the opposite direction than I anticipated. Someone asked the question, hey, anybody know any good three stars that pair well with Luke Cage and Iron Fist?
Oh, come
and
on!
I had to go like 6 or 7 comments deep before someone was like, what about Scarlet Witch? Everybody else was like, I think Magneto works.
You people
Cyclops
failed.
Cyclops is good in that mix.
Fail. Fail. The only answer is Wanda.
It was good.
Man, that got me through like a year of this game. Click, click, boom. Over and over and over again.
We're going so long.
Oh, no. Quick, we'll hurry up. I'll tell Craig about the stuff that I need to tell him about okay. later.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Willie. Wow, dead air.
Yeah.
Well, you start the next segment.
All
That's
right.
on you, dude.
So once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want,
and we just want to pump. How long does it take you to clap after saying the word pump? Come on, dude.
Because every other time you complain, I clap too fast. So I double paused because I didn't think one pause was going to be long enough. And then it was too late.
Off. All right.
I need like 1.5 of my brain pauses. I think we'll have it.
It's a race to the infographic. I will try to be as clean and concise as I can. Three-star players. Your beast is boosted. His green AoE is going to be even better. Just make sure you have some sort of blue countdown or blue special tile out there before it happens. Classic Bullseye. He's a lot of fun. Use him whether or not he's boosted. Three-star Gambit. No one knows what he does. No one uses him. Mystique. Boosted. She doesn't do a lot, but she's got a black ability that's kind of like a nuke, but it's like a mediocre nuke. So
when she's boosted, that Uzi can do quite a bit of damage.
Yeah. Yeah, that Masterstroke's probably better. And then good old Sleeves, fairly versatile, doing damage with both red, yellow, and green.
Yeah.
Now, on to the 4 stars. Everybody's favorite 4-star, except for me, because I don't know the glory that America Chavez provides.
They're coming to America today!
Nice. So anyway, she has a lot of passives and a lot of match damage. She has even more match damage
and,
when she's
and
boosted.
And then ice grabs them and deports them.
She can punch through them.
Oh, okay.
She gets extra match damage against ice agents.
She can kick into another dimension and just travel past them.
That's true.
That's true. So yeah, she's a solid 3-5-5.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. She's extra amazing boosted. Ant-Man is boosted. He's been fairly relevant lately with his new movie out, Ant-Man and the Wasp, in theaters now. His grow, the punch that he does after you use Pym Particles, it does a bunch of damage when he's boosted. It does like 20,000 damage, possibly 21,000 damage. So use that, and you will reap the benefits of punching people. And always use ants, because it's funny.
Aunts.
Looks like an ordinary tramp, but when you flip him over.
Man, that's good every time.
Oh, it really was. Teen Gene. Boosted. An unfortunate casualty of the power creep, but still very good in her own Fezzik way.
Yep.
She's got 2 AoE options at purple and green. Both do a good amount of damage and manipulate special tiles. And when you're not doing anything, that blue helps you out in the event of the enemy doing critical matches. And inevitably, whenever you face her and she is run by the AI, the board will tempt you immediately with a 5-star match, like right off the get-go.
And sometimes more than one.
Right. They're like, come on, do it. You know you want to. It's early on. It won't hurt you that badly. It always regrets.
No, every time I just do it anyway. I'm like, yeah, I'm making this critical.
I'll teach you to stun me. I do what I want. You can't tell me not to take off my rings. Oh, there go my rings.
Just remind me Saturday. That's all I'm saying.
I will. The 4-star Power Man, Luke Cage style.
Yeah.
Yeah, boosted.
That's a whole lot of fiddle faddle.
Yeah.
It is a ton of fiddle faddle. It is almost 30,000 points of fiddle faddle.
Woo!
So he can hang out with his good friend Iron Fist like he always does, and you've already got a boosted Teen Jean, so throw her in there. Throw her in the mix.
Why not?
The once royal, now humble, Mordo is boosted. He's got fancy boots. He's got fancy sticks. There are too many mages out there for him. I don't know that the boosting will help anything other than his black.
Yeah, I don't remember which one. Isn't it his, is it his purple?
Is
it, that is based on...
Oh, the yeah, with the enemy's strongest color.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That'll become devastating.
Yeah, yeah, that should be a healthy supply of pain from everybody's, like, 8th favorite sorcerer, Mordo. Ooh, okay. Here's the samurai super suggestions. I'm gonna see... I didn't prep myself on this, so I'm going to try to process it really quickly while I jibba-jabba at you so that I can better explain it to you. He suggests that if you're playing in 3-star, you should use Mystique combined with Quicksilver and run Mystique at 5-5-3 because you won't be worrying about her black. Run Quicksilver at 5-5-3 and his black and blue are the priority. And then you should feed him as much blue as possible with Mystique's infiltration, and then, man, I would not think to use these two. I'm sad just reading this. It's super sound advice, but it's not something that I would have ever come up with on my own, and I'm proud of him for even suggesting this.
Yeah, I agree. I'm reading it and going, I don't quite get it, but yeah, gonna have to try it out, I think.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go. Listen to me now, believe me later. These are your boosted characters of the week.
Hey, just one comment on the infographics, though, is that it's got Toons is the driving cat. The cat
it
who
does.
Can drive a car.
Drive a car.
He drives Toons around
the driving cat
all over the town. He's Toons is
the driving
cat.
Ah, man, that's gold. Comedy gold.
Number next. Go ahead.
Oh, right. Good job. Welcome, everybody, to Ian and Ray's support group. So today, Ray is going to share with us. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray. Hi. So this week in in-game support, going to talk about Avengers Tower. This is probably, I don't know, it's up on my list of ones that I have at a higher rank. I don't have it up in front of me, but I think this is a kind of obvious one. You want to put this on Iron Man. It's Avengers Tower.
Yeah.
So rank one, at the start of the battle, there is a 5% chance to gain 2 yellow AP. You put this on your battery man, even your 3-star battery man, that's going to be helpful.
Right.
And at level, as it goes up, it reaches 60% at level 250. So to start with a bonus of 2 yellow AP, that's a pretty good start. Rank 2, when the supported character, whoever it may be, makes a match, there is an 8% chance to fortify a friendly special tile. So again, Battery Man as my example. You can throw out your countdown tiles and make sure they don't go away by automatically fortifying them. That goes up to 67.5% chance at max level. Rank 3 gets you, when you make a match 4 or greater, you create a strength 16 protect tile. And that goes up to strength 171 at max level. That's, that's okay. But it's every time you make a match 4. So that could be useful. Sometimes the board helps you out. Rank number 4. The supported character's base red match damage is increased by 15. That goes up and up to 162 match damage with your red. So pretty good. That extra match damage will add up. But now I'm thinking more along the lines of like the higher level Iron Man's, like maybe the 5-star, but I didn't even think about using it on Hawkbuster, but I don't know that the yellow would help. But in any case, rank 5. When any friendly power is fired, there's a 10% chance to gain 2 AP in your strongest color, and that goes up to a 60% chance at maximum level. I do like the AP feed, so that's pretty nice. And the bonus, when Iron Man fires a power, there's a 20% chance to convert 2 basic tiles to red. That goes up to an 85% chance at maximum level. That's pretty good. So, I don't know. Right. I think he could work on every Iron Man. I use Battery Man more than any of the others because I don't have the 5-star fully covered anywhere near, but...
Right, but I feel like Hulkbuster can't really make good use out of yellow.
Right. So Battery Man comes to mind. I don't know about, what's his name? Civil War Iron Man? I forget what his, the 5-star is called.
Yep, I don't remember either.
Oh, it's Mark 46, I think? I think that's it. In any case, the 5-star Iron Man, it's probably useful for him. But again, I don't have him with enough power to use him. So this is on my my 3-star Battery Man, and I think that would be pretty useful all around for him. It's nothing extraordinary. It's not like the new supports coming out, but it's pretty useful. It can, when those little boosts come out, it's pretty helpful. So Ian, do you have something to share with the group?
Sure. Thanks for sharing, Ray. Let me tell you about some supports on my end. And I want to tell you guys about first responders.
Sorry. I didn't know what it was.
it took me a while to work it out. But as you should already know, a first responder is anybody who has the specialized training to arrive early on the scene of an emergency to help people out, you know, natural disasters, any sort of accidents, that sort of thing. Typically, these are your paramedics, your EMTs, police officers, firefighters, any sort of rescuers. There are certified first responders and community first responders. Certified, obviously, have attended the classes and gained that certification. The community first responder is just someone who is dispatched from the community during a medical emergency. Yeah, so first responders are well-known American heroes as long as I have been taught about them from the greatest citizen of the state of Pennsylvania, Fred Rogers, tells me when I'm a young boy that if there's ever a disaster, look for the helpers. Mm. These are the people who he's talking about when he directs you to look for the helpers. So I don't want to say definitely underrated. I don't feel like they can get enough recognition, but I feel like I'm satisfied with the amount of recognition that they do receive. So this week, your supported support, first responders.
So with that in mind, does Iron Man qualify as a comic book level first responder?
That's kind of a stretch.
I think Captain America probably fits that bill a little bit.
Yeah, probably. That's probably better.
Yeah. If you're asking me how did I get there?
No.
Like, okay.
No, I got how you got there.
Okay, good. So anyway, and I know that we had made promises that we are not going to keep this week, but we will see each other this weekend, so that'll give us even more time to collaborate and brainstorm together. So as of right now, the Ian and Ray support group, brought to you as always by this vine.
This vine.
I got to warn you, Blue Bomber said that if Ian fails me, I'm going to burn this mother down.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that means. But.
I don't know, but it's funny. I support it, and I will reinstitute my guarantee once I am physically in the presence of my two cohorts, the other hosts of this show. We will find something that is suitable and more appropriate than this vine. Yeah, because
I mean, we're going to be stuck in a car together for 6 hours over the weekend. I think we can come up with something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
My bet is that this name is going to get changed right after the first episode of my talk show.
What? It's as likely as the...
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Because I am terrible about making that happen, so...
Well, if we get really stumped, I feel like that is probably one of the features in Ray's new car. We can just ask it what we should change this vine to, and the Tesla will be like, well, duh, here's something that's somewhat funny. Yeah, this vine just doesn't work for supports unless we're talking about, like, Tarzan. Then we could say this vine, but he's never going to be a support because he's not a Marvel character.
It wouldn't surprise me if there was a comic book with Tarzan in it that was made by Marvel.
That would not surprise me either. All right, let's open some tokens, yo.
Yeah, I've got four of them.
Wow, you have number me. I got three.
Wow, I got quite a few, but I'm always going to just open one.
I'm going to open four because apparently now I can stash thousands of save tokens on my characters.
Before you get there, I am going to try to fight my way through the ear hole of this mask and open up a token that will hopefully turn out to be a 4-star. Oh, wacky, Deadpool. I never expect Deadpool.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
No, not at all. I think that's actually going to be even better than I anticipated, because I feel like I have him championed at champion level plus nothing.
Ah.
So I will replace that latest Legends token with a latest Legends token. Toss it over to you guys and all your crazy tokens.
All right. I'm gonna go because you got the final. Number one, poker in the eye. It's a 4-star. It is a 4-star Nightcrawler. Number two.
Nice.
Is a 5-star. Hooray. It is a 5-star Shrink Tactics Wasp.
Ooh.
Yeah, new character. I don't even know if I have that one. And another 4-star Hero for Hire, Power Man. Yeah.
5,000.
He's boosted.
Yeah. An extra level, too.
All right. I'm going to open one. It's 4-star. It is the Fisk Defense Kingpin. Number two. It's a 5-star. It's a red rope-a-dope for lumber cap. That's nice.
Ooh.
Number three is a 4-star. My good old buddy Cletus. You know, some folks don't overeat a skunk. Then again, some focals, like Cletus, the slack-jawed yokel. Number four is the deposed Baron Mordo, power with purpose.
Poor Carl.
So let's see. Mordo is at 278. Cletus is at 283. Kingpin is at 290, which gave me a legendary token. And Cap, wow, that gives me 4 in Rope-A-Dope.
Yeah, that's all I have.
So he is now a 411. Give me the 411 on Lumber Cap.
So an update on mine, people were asking, that is a Hope Wasp. She is now in the poop house, 111.
Nice.
And I'm not too disappointed because I am a collect-em-all kind of guy. But, I hear she's not all that great.
Oh.
I really don't like the looks of those wasp tokens. Like the tiles. They're kind of weird looking.
I don't recall.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like little, like, bee things. I get it. They're supposed to be wasps. But, whatever.
Okay.
All right. Thanks out to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Word. It's called the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network and available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. We have lots of interesting podcasts on our network from our fellow podcasters. Also, lots featuring myself or Ray or any combination thereof. If you would like to check them out, we have direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go right to soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com and dip into the archive. Prodigal Sons is fully back as far as I know. In case anybody is listening, I recorded an episode this week.
I was going to say, were you there on Monday?
I was. Okay. I was. It was okay. We've moved to a bi-weekly schedule, and it seems to be working out for everybody.
Nice.
It was our best show since our return. Okay. That's a soon-to-be-named network.
anything else for the Go to the Order?
No. Wrap it up.
All right. As always, thank you for joining in. PuzzleWarriors3.com, or you can click on that Amazon banner and buy some stuff. That's good for us. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, buy some stuff there. That's nice. You can contact us on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, one of our social media things, or some emails. All those things. That's all I got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, this pie is mine, not yours.
Solid.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.